Welcome back, guys. This is the Roman America podcast, or also known as the official Roman America podcast, with your host, as usual, Anthony, also known as the Roman American. I'm going to get started. I haven't really been posting all that much. I've had a lot going on in my life, some sad and tragic, and some just an inconvenience at best. That's not an excuse, that's just letting y'all know why I haven't been fulfilling my promise to post more. Not to mention, I haven't really had my mind into it. I've had a lot of life-changing things happen to me in this, last couple months since I've been posting. Hell, probably a year at this point. And I'm sorry about that. However, there's only, so much that pisses me off. And you know what? I'm gonna get into it. As of recent, the news has been coming up with the stabbing or attempted stabbing of Bishop Emmanuel. Now, everybody knows him from TikTok. He was very vocal about being anti-vax mandate during the pandemic. He's spoken a lot about these lukewarm Christians. And while I'm currently in the process of RCIA and converting to Catholicism, it's been a long and challenging process, but, it's the path I want to go down. It's taken me a little bit longer. I'm doing this on the side as well. So, hopefully soon I can be a full-fledged member of the Catholic Church, but right now I'm just an RCIA Catholic. I believe in the tenets of the Bible. I fail to meet God's standards as everyone else. I fall, I make mistakes. And while we should always pray for our enemies, like Emmanuel did, the bishop was very compassionate in that sense. However, this is the result. Yes, we should love our enemies, but we shouldn't forget that people who deny the divinity of Christ, who deny him being the Son of God, God's mortal vessel on earth, who deny the resurrection, people like Ben Shapiro, who vilify Jesus as a revolutionary and a counter-culturalist, who deserved everything he got. No. Okay? These are not our friends. No matter, you may politically agree with some things. You may politically align with similar beliefs that these people share. But ultimately, Christ is king. And if that's anti-Semitism, then fine, I'm anti-Semitic. I'm proud to say that Christ is my king. I'm proud to say that ultimately, no matter how bad and how hard my life gets, I know that God is there for me to guide me when I need him. I may not be the best friend that God deserves. Hell, I'm probably not even worthy of going to heaven. I've made so many mistakes. I've made so many sins in my life and I have regrets constantly throughout my life. And where do I fit in the kingdom, right? But ultimately, I feel that the more we speak on this topic, the more we're going to figure out what the true purpose of our calling is. Because this is one of those turning points. The stabbing of a religious figure it's an important milestone. Yes, we're told to turn the other cheek, but also we are also taught to fight for those who can't speak for themselves. And right now, despite the Christian hating world and its media shitting and bashing Catholics, Protestants, and Orthodox people alike, We should be able to defend ourselves, stand up for ourselves, since nobody else wants to stand up for ourselves. And with all the Christian infighting in the world, with all the mess that's been going on in the West, and the brink of collapse looming closer and closer, we need to realize that we're going to be on our own. I mean, and for those non-Americans out there, for those Europeans who may be listening, your fight isn't over, guys. As Christians and as Europeans, as somebody with 100% European stock in my bones, I'm an American first, but my grandparents and my great-grandparents were pure-blooded Europeans, and I do not wish to see Europe fall the way it has been for the last so many years or so. I am not a racist. I'm not a supremacist. I believe that people native to these lands should be able to stay the dominant in their lands. Africa should be inhabited primarily by Africans, and whites should not be integrating and gentrifying their nations across the continent. Same with Africans, Asians, and Europeans, and Hispanics. They should not be flooding to America because they're unable to fix their nation. They should stay, fight, and sacrifice and spill blood for their nation, for their faith, for their families. The cartel control a lot of South America. Communism controls a decent amount of South America. I get it. But you guys need to fight. Look what Ukraine's doing. I mean, I don't agree with being involved in the Ukraine war, but they're fighting against what they perceive to be a tyrant, which is Putin, right? Well, the cartel is Putin, and you guys are letting them win. You guys are letting them win. You guys from Guatemala, you guys from Honduras, you guys from Mexico, Argentina, Chile, you guys need to fight for your countries, man. You guys need to actually, like, want to sacrifice for greater good for your grandchildren. This isn't about seeing, like, when you plant a tree, you're not going to live to see it fully sprout. Your sons may not be able to see it fully sprout, but your grandchildren will definitely see the work, the labor that you put into that tree. Your legacy is your family and what they think about you and how they look up to you. If you die doing something that's worth dying for, you will be remembered in the annals of your family history and maybe even in the history books. We need to stick up for our country. And as an American, I'm watching my country fall to cultural Marxism and socialist policies across cities that are failing. Baltimore is failing. New York, failing. St. Louis, failing. Chicago, failing. San Francisco, failing. People are so focused on being lustful and sexualized that we're losing our soul. America is losing its soul. The traditional values of America follows this: God, country, and family. Okay? And not necessarily, God's always first. For me, it's God, family, and country. I know some people put family last, and that's sad. Some people would rather not be called a homophobe, not be called a transphobe, not be called all these phobes. But at the same time, Scripture said to love everyone, love thy neighbor. But homosexuality, transgenderism, it's lust. Homosexuality is lust. It's not love. You can love another man. However, going into bed and having intercourse with said man is the sin. It's not being in love with another man that's a sin. You understand what I'm getting at here? Transgenderism, if you do trans op surgery, okay, that is mutilation of the flesh. And gender dysphoria is a categorized mental illness, or at least it was until scientists got bought and paid for. Gender it really is black and white. Women have wider hip bones to bear children, where men are built stronger yet have more narrow hip bones. We are built more in bulk because we are supposed to be the providers. We are supposed to be the protectors and ultimately the head of the family. The woman is the heart, the soul, and the educator of the family. We are the moral guide of the family. What we are to the family, God is to each and every one of us. And this country was founded on Christian beliefs. Whether or not the founders themselves were Christian, they relied heavily off of Christian morality and Christian social teachings. And see how I'm saying Christian? Because some founding fathers were Catholic. Some were deists. Some were Protestants. Some were Quakers. Like, there was a whole mix of them, right? But ultimately, this country was founded on the foundation of Christian moral teachings. And we keep forgetting, like, where does it say that in... I mean, look in the Declaration of Independence. We see these truths as self-evident, that each and every person were given inalienable rights by their Creator. And it is the right of the people to abolish and establish a government that they choose. They state that, like, yeah, it's not necessarily referencing, but it's implied. You look at the religious teachings and the religious beliefs that these founders held, that they were strongly gearing towards a mostly Christian population, because most of Europe, most of where these first settlers came from, were predominantly Christian nations. And not to steer off topic, but during the English Civil War, Maryland chose the sides, crazy enough, of the Protestant king. And they actually had a script already prior to that. It was the concept that would later be introduced as the freedom of religion in our First Amendment. It pretty much allowed any Trinitarian Christian to practice freely. Listen to what I said. Trinitarian denominations were allowed to freely exist in the state of Maryland, or at least the provincial colony of Maryland during that time, meaning Protestants, Catholics, Orthodox, anybody who believed in the Trinity and the resurrection of Jesus Christ and put full faith in God and our Lord Jesus Christ, were allowed to practice. Now, you're probably saying, oh, well, that's anti-Semitic, that's Islamophobic. Well, when there's a group of people whose main contributions to Christianity has been to spit, behead, stab, persecute, crucify us, we forget that, like, weeks before the Hamas and Israel war, that Israelis spit on Christians every Sunday. They spit on them in the streets. They believe, not all, but the establishment within Israel believe that non-Jewish people are rightfully owned by them. They believe that you, the Goyim, are not equal to them. So why are we putting so much money, so much, like, influence towards Israel? Why are we doing it to Ukraine either? Ukraine has done nothing for us except for launder money to our corporate elites that buy and own politicians that are so-called our elected leaders. Why is it that every time somebody goes into a mosque, a synagogue, and shoots it up or stabs somebody in there, it's news for weeks on end? You can't hear anything about, oh my God, the racism, the Islamophobia for me, you know, like the anti-Semitism is for me, you know, like, okay, that's all well and good, but when a Christian figure is stabbed, oh, we don't know, we think he's just a mentally ill man, he may not be Islamic. He is Islamic. The guy who stabbed the bishop was Islamic. Why is it that in recent years, all of these terrorist attacks have been linked to Islam? It's because it's not a religion of peace. Christianity is a religion of peace first, but if need be, we will shed blood. Jesus sacrificed himself for our sins, so self-sacrifice for those who need help. And ultimately, that's probably why we're so involved in these outer conflicts. Because yeah, they asked for our aid and we did give it to them. Not rightfully, because I don't remember voting for this. I don't remember voting to give money we don't have to countries that could give a fuck if we fall tomorrow. Because we are a Christian nation, we should be helping the world, we should be bringing them closer to us, but instead we're sticking our nose in places for monetary reasons, not for morally upright reasons, for monetary reasons. We are systematically being owned by Microsoft, Facebook, Vanguard, BlackRock, Google. All these companies want to push DEI on us. They want to push these progressive and socially Marxist policies into our society. It doesn't matter if your kids are 8 years old, 5 years old. They need to know what sexuality I am. And the parents shouldn't have a right to know what's being taught in schools, because I should be able to confuse them with gender theory. As a father, that is disgusting. To see people ask for reparations. I have family who were Italian immigrants. The term WAP, Dago, Guido, Grease Monkey, Grease Mechanic, Mafioso. Like, all these, like, stereotypes for Italians, and it's the only acceptable prejudice in America that cancel culture won't touch. In Louisiana, in the 1890s, the biggest lynching in history happened to 11 Italian-American immigrants. Because they weren't American born, because they were papists. They weren't considered what America considers white. They were hung because of organized crime from Italians of lesser repute. Because the sheriff who was killed said the Dagos did it. But you don't hear Italians asking for reparations. You don't hear them crying about injustice, about stuff being undone to them. You don't hear the Irish doing the same. You don't hear the Native Americans doing the same. You just hear cultural Marxist people screaming about how blacks, Jews, and everybody deserves a handout, but Everybody in this country has been equally had to fight for their right to be here. Not just those groups. These people want a handout because, oh yeah, you know, I deserve one. Even though I've never personally suffered an injustice. I would say, like, as an American, you're all pretty privileged. And if you think that, oh, because there's a different shade of skin, you're delusional in this time and place. Okay? Yes, there's racist people in this country. Hell, there's racist black people, there's racist Asian people, there's racist Hispanic people. I don't see you asking them for a handout. No. Because everybody has treated every other group of people like shit in this country. Muslims enslaved European Christians, known as the Barbary Wars, where America stepped in years after, like, just 5 years after its founding, stepped in and wrecked their shit after they told them to stop. Like, yeah, every country in the world practiced slavery. Africa practiced slavery. Europe practiced slavery. Asia still practices slavery to this day. Sweatshops, motherfucker. But nah. Yeah, let's hear, like, unprivileged and look down on a celebrity who just dribbles a ball for 3 hours. Talk about how he feels like he's prejudiced. And he feels that, like, there's not enough being done. But he's wearing a jersey and dribbling a basketball that was made by slave labor from another country. You see Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez wearing Tax the Rich, and yet she makes over $275,000 a year. So that's crazy. Yeah, we should definitely tax you, you stupid bitch. Let's not forget Bernie Sanders. He's a millionaire. He's trying to get people to tax the rich, yet he's in that bracket. He's all talk. None of these people care about you because they're all bought and paid for by AIPAC and the companies that AIPAC puts money towards. AIPAC is a group of business owners that invest and have stakes in all these other companies. It's why you're seeing that progressive agenda being spread to schools, being spread to banking institutions where they're establishing ESGs, which is like a social credit system, but here for private businesses to force on you. It's not the government doing it, it's private businesses. They run this country. They don't give a shit about you. You're a number to them. This is modern slavery, wage slavery. They give you a little trickle of money to spend on food and whatever to keep you content. And then they fatten you up so you can't rebel. And then the movement, oh, it's okay to be fat. Yeah. Yeah, did you know the McDonald's CEO doesn't let his kids eat McDonald's? There's a reason for that. And I'm guilty of eating McDonald's too. Don't discredit that. I'm just as guilty as all of you are. And yet we still eat the same slop. We eat the same slop that these CEOs won't let, like, their children near. Not to mention, seven companies own majority of the things you eat, which is crazy. And a majority of those companies have stakeholders from BlackRock and Vanguard. The banking institutions also have a say in what goes in this country. Lobbying is a legal form of bribery. I mean, this is stuff you guys already know. And yet, we still just, we're supposed to sit back and remain quiet. We're not allowed to speak out against Israel or you'll be censored. You're not allowed to speak out against Palestine, or you're considered Islamophobe. But But again, like, Jews and Muslims are not your friends. They're your enemies. And you are supposed to love them, because as a Christian, you are supposed to love them. But ultimately, you are able to stand up for yourself because nobody else is going to stand up for you. As I said at the beginning, they spit on you, they stab you, they ridicule you, they lie about you, they lie to you. And that's what we're supposed to be buddy-buddy with? No, I mean, I love and respect the people that I deem unfriendly. Because ultimately, in order to be that evil, in order to follow that much of a hostile doctrine, respect where respect's due. I mean, the fact that you see the evil that you're committing upon people you deem inferior and you continue to do it with faith and conviction, it takes a lot as a person. Me, I have my, as I said, I've made my mistakes. I have my regrets in life. I have fallen short. However, when it comes to Christians getting killed in the millions, both Africa, Asia, and even some places in Europe, like Turkey, like, we need to stick up for them because they're voiceless. People in the Middle East who are Christian, very voiceless. People in the Holy Land get spit on every day by Jews, and we're supposed to ally ourselves with them. It's crazy to me. But, as I said, love everybody as much as you can, but don't forget to bring a sword. Teddy Roosevelt said, "Shake with one hand, have a big stick in the other." And ultimately, that should be your policy for everything. Don't trust anyone completely. Like, you're allowed to have some level of trust. Just keep them at a distance. Because, yeah, sometimes you or people close to you, like, you hurt others who are closest to you. And you're going to keep doing that. Whether it's one way or another, you're going to keep doing that, and that's okay. Because we're all human at the end of the day, but that's also the one thing you can trust truly, is that humans are inherently sinful. And for me, this is my personal, like, belief. I believe the Bible is more of a guideline that Jesus and his apostles passed down to us. Like, hey, these are things that I did in my life. These are things that my followers have did in my life. But they never, like, they never were perfect. Some of Jesus's most devout followers were murderers, adulterers, harlots, liars, gamblers, backstabbers. And through Jesus, they were able to find the clarity to put that behind them, to make sure nobody has to suffer a miserable life. And I still believe that. I believe that to this day. I believe that the Bible is to teach it. It's not something that we can follow 100% because we're human. We're not Jesus. We're going to falter. We're going to lie, cheat, steal. We're going to do all these things many times over. We're going to fail God many times over. But ultimately, if we just give ourselves to God, He knows what is in store for us. I'm going to get off here because it's about to hit the 30-minute mark. But I want you guys to, if you guys believe the stuff that I've been posting, if you believe anything that I've been saying on this episode, You don't have to agree with me 100%. I'd like to hear your thoughts. You can reach me at official_Roman_American_net on Instagram. And if you want to hit me up personally, I'm at tRaz99 on Instagram. Mostly use that. But yeah, I'd like to hear your guys' thoughts. I'm going to get off here, but God bless. And God bless America. I'll see you guys in the next episode.